The festival had started off bumpy, to put it mildly. But matters had improved since Diana's near-death adventure, which involved an escape from the Island of Saws and a demon who had wished to capture her. She'd not only saved an entire nation on the brink of destruction and woken the Amazons from an endless sleep, but also finally convinced her mother to let her train as a warrior. So much had happened, but somehow it had gone by all too quickly.
"Finally,"
a voice exclaimed. Sakina was wheeling a steel trunk as she walked toward Diana. She wore a velvet tunic and gold leggings. Her long, dark hair was tucked back in a twist.
"All packed, huh?"
Diana said.
"Yep."
Sakina set the trunk at her feet.
"It was way harder to stuff all my things back in. I had to jump on the trunk to make it shut."
"Maybe because you picked up so many goodies along the way," Diana teased.
"I think..."
Suddenly, Diana froze. She squinted as a flash of something burst beyond the woods leading toward her palace home. What was that? Diana wondered. She scanned the horizon, her heart beating quickly.
"It's nothing," she told herself. "You're spooked these days, that's all."
After what she'd been through, how could she not be? But then the trees rustled in the distance, the branches shaking violently.
"Diana, what's wrong?"
Sakina asked. Diana didn't reply. Her eyes remained fixed on the swaying tree line. Leaves fluttered to the ground. Diana slid her hand to the sword at her waist. The demon had said someone was hunting for her, and that he would find her.
"Is this it?"
she wondered.
"Is he here?"
Diana took one careful step forward, then another, and then...
"Arya!"
Sakina's snow leopard leapt down from a branch and nimbly planted herself on the ground. Binti, Diana's wolf friend, emerged from the forest and ran into the clearing, playfully chasing the large cat. A rush of relief flooded through Diana. She loosened her hand from the sword's hilt and unclenched her jaw. Everything was fine. The animals were friends. They were simply saying goodbye. Diana was safe.
"He's not here,"
Sakina said gently. She rested a hand on Diana's arm.
"Right, of course not,"
Diana said. She shrugged unconvincingly.
"Arya just caught me off guard, that's all." "That's why you sleep with a dagger under your pillow like it's your security blanket?"
Sakina raised her eyebrows.
"It's not exactly snuggly."
Diana blushed. She hadn't realized that Sakina had noticed.
"Fine, maybe it's on my mind a little bit,"
she admitted.
"I get it,"
Sakina nodded.
"I'm 99% sure the demon was making it all up, but I still can't help looking over my shoulder now and then."
The knot of tension in the pit of Diana's stomach eased. If anyone would understand, it would be Sakina. They'd gone through the harrowing ordeal that kicked off the Shara Festival together. A boy, Augustus, who hailed from the Saws nation of chariot makers, had found his way to Themyscira, though his presence was forbidden. A gifted potion maker, he'd enchanted the women on the island, guests and warriors alike, into an endless sleep, and then begged Diana and Sakina to help him save his people from an evil demon. The demon had hypnotized Augustus's people and threatened to burn their nation to the ground, all so he could capture Diana for a bounty set by a mysterious him. It had been the most terrifying ordeal of Diana's life, but the three of them had made it through. They'd survived booby traps and lava rivers and violent hypnotized villagers, and together they'd destroyed the demon. But what he'd said in his final moments wouldn't leave her. "He always gets what he wants." The threatening words echoed through her mind. They haunted her dreams.